Chapter 4. A Fall into the Specimen Tank. Dr. Blake was very excited about the giant eel in his tank. "Good work, Hal," he said after he examined the furious eel. "Wait until everyone sees this." He put his hand on Hal's arm, but then he saw the blood on it. He and Omo helped Hal remove his diving suit, and then they bandaged his arm. "Thank you for coming to help us, Dr. Blake," said Hal. "Roger and I were in great danger. How did you know?"
"I saw Inkum jump onto the boat. He looked terrified, and I understood something was wrong," replied Dr. Blake. "Where is Inkum?" he asked.
Skink approached them slowly. He looked guilty.
"You're a coward, Inkum," Dr. Blake said. "You left Roger to fight the shark alone."
"Nobody calls me a coward," shouted Skink. "Stand up and fight, Blake. I'll teach you a lesson."
Dr. Blake approached Skink, but Hal stood in his way.
"Let me do this, Dr. Blake," he said. "Inkum left my brother alone with that shark, and I'm sure he put the scorpion in my helmet."
Skink laughed loudly.
"Ha ha ha! You're right, Hal. I did," he said. "It's unfortunate that it didn't kill you."
Hal couldn't control himself anymore. He and Skink started to fight. They moved around the boat, hitting each other. Captain Ike tried to stop them, but they were only interested in the fight and didn't listen to him. Then Hal jumped up onto the cover of the eel's tank.
"Come here and fight, coward," said Hal. "The eel will get the loser."
Skink looked at Hal's face, and then at the eel in the tank. Its mouth was open, and he could see its sharp teeth. The eel was swimming to the surface of the tank, with its eyes on Hal. Dr. Blake smiled. He knew Skink was very frightened of the eel in the tank. Skink saw Dr. Blake smile, and this made him move. He didn't want to look like a coward. He jumped up onto the cover of the tank to fight Hal. The two young men started to fight. Both were trying not to fall in the water. The eel became more and more excited. It moved nearer to the fighters, its eyes watching them constantly.
"Eels are temperamental creatures," said Dr. Blake in a quiet voice to Captain Ike. "Sometimes they can be very timid, but if they're irritated, they'll become furious and very aggressive."
Suddenly, Skink lost his balance and fell into the tank with the eel. The eel swam in his direction with its green head above the water. Hal knew the eel wanted to kill Skink. He jumped into the tank and caught the eel. The eel started to struggle, but Hal held it tightly so it couldn't swim away. He was trying to give Skink time to escape. Dr. Blake ran to bring a big net. He threw the net over the eel's head, and the eel started to bite at it. This gave enough time for Omo and Captain Ike to pull the screaming Skink from the water, and for Hal to climb out of the tank. Skink lay on the floor of the boat, crying and humiliated. When he saw the others watching him, he stopped crying. His arrogance returned very quickly, and he stood up.
"You'll pay for this, Hal. Just wait," he shouted. "And you, Blake, will be sorry you asked me to join your expedition."
"I'm sorry already," said Dr. Blake quickly.
"You're amateurs," shouted Skink. "I'm not going to accept any more orders from you. I won't dive for specimens, find old boats, or bring up treasure for you. I'll do it for me. If there's any treasure, it will be mine. And you, Dr. Blake, be careful. You may have a bad accident soon. A very bad accident."
Dr. Blake laughed.
"It will have to be soon, Inkum, because you're leaving on the next plane out of here. I'm sorry that the next plane isn't leaving tomorrow."
"I'll just have to stay a little longer then," Skink said.
He quickly turned and walked away.
Dr. Blake looked sad. I was wrong about Inkum. He's malicious, he said. I'll be happy when he leaves the expedition.
Captain Ike looked worried.
Inkum is dangerous, he said. You must ask him to leave the boat today. He can wait on Moan Island until the plane leaves.
Don't worry, Captain, said Dr. Blake. He doesn't know what he's saying. He lost the fight with Hal, and now he's trying to be a hero. I'm not frightened of him.
It's your decision, Dr. Blake, Captain Ike said, but I think he's very dangerous.
Over the next few days, everyone calmed down. Dr. Blake sent the men into the water to get more specimens.
Let's collect something interesting, he said.
They used their oxygen tanks and saw many interesting sea creatures. The seabed was like a fantastic garden of beautiful flowers and plants of marvelous colors. Skink was very quiet and unfriendly to everybody. Dr. Blake tried to speak to him.
You must try to be nicer to people, Inkum, or you will ruin your life.
Don't worry about me, Dr. Blake. I'm okay, said Skink in an unfriendly voice.
Roger and Skink went diving together. Skink indicated the best corals, and Roger put them into his specimen bag. Later, he put them in the specimen tank on the boat. Then, Skink pointed to a strange creature. It was the same color as the coral behind it. Roger put out his hand to touch it, and then he stopped and looked very closely. The creature didn't move. It looked like a stone with lots of plants on it, and it was around 30 centimeters long. Again, Skink signaled to Roger to take the creature.
This is a stonefish, Roger thought. Stonefish are very dangerous. Sometimes they bite someone and the person dies in 12 hours. Skink won't care if it bites me. I'm frightened to touch it, but I must try to take it as a specimen for Dr. Blake.
Roger tried to move the stonefish into the net. Skink was frightened of the stonefish and quickly swam away. Roger was furious with Skink. He was being a coward again. Then, suddenly, Roger saw a stingray. He took it in his net and waited for Skink. When Skink approached, Roger threw the stingray onto Skink's leg. Skink became hysterical because he thought it was the stonefish. Skink felt a strong pain in his leg, and then his leg felt strange. He got to the boat and began to shout,
"Help! Help! I'm dying! Roger threw a stonefish at me! Take me to hospital!"
Roger was behind him.
"No, Skink," he said. "It was only a stingray. You'll soon recover. But you tried to kill me with the stonefish."
"In my opinion, you deserved that, Inkum," said Dr. Blake.
Roger showed Dr. Blake his bag of specimens, and Dr. Blake was very impressed.
"Congratulations, Roger," said Dr. Blake. "You caught some interesting specimens. You and Hal are doing excellent work on the expedition. You aren't amateurs anymore."